Let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Jackie?
Thanks, Skip. Well, homelessness is an ongoing problem around the world that seems impossible to solve. But one woman is trying to make a difference after experiencing homelessness firsthand. She decided, Skip, to use her gift as a musician to raise awareness. So she wrote a song. It's called Where Are You?, which she performed along with gospel great Fred Hammond. I'm going inside her story with Letitia Smith Owens. Good morning, Letitia.
Good morning.
I'm so excited to talk to you about this song and all that you're doing to fight homelessness. But before we talk about your song, Where Are You?, let's talk about your personal experience with homelessness. How long ago was this?
Actually, it was in 2012. I had moved to Atlanta, and I thought I had a plan when I got there. And it turned out it wasn't going to happen the way I thought it would. And I ended up living in my car that I named Charlita, my Ford Expedition that I lived in. And Charlita and I lived in parking lots, in particular mall parking lots and different Starbucks parking lots, and just kind of figured it out until, you know, it became a situation where I started writing down the process. And in the process, I would see other people on the street with bags and things on their shoulders at 3 and 4 in the morning. And at the time, I didn't even realize I was homeless.
That's what I was going to ask you, because at what, you know, we see it so often, especially here in New York City, homelessness on the street. And it seems like, you know, it's such a separate world from the world we live in.
Correct.
And at what point did you say to yourself, you know what, I'm homeless? How long did it take for you to accept it?
Well, it was like some days went by and I kind of thought, you know what? I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where I'm going. And realizing I am sleeping in my car. And I started meeting other people that were also homeless, because it was a thing of, this is what's so crazy, is because prior to me coming to Atlanta, I'm a decorator also, so I had redesigned a homeless shelter. And so I remember just feeling broken for those people. They were so excited at the before and after. And then coming to Atlanta and then experiencing that myself, I felt like it was a path and a journey. It was like I was leading somewhere, because going through that experience, that is what brought me to make it a full-time lifestyle of serving them.
Tisha, I'd like to just play a little clip of that song for you.
Thank you.
Does anyone care? I hear you asking me, where are you?
And so you recorded that along with Fred Hammond. How did the words clearly came from your experience. How did you come out of homelessness?
Well, that was the thing. I was in Atlanta, and I had gotten a call to come to Dallas. Priscilla Shire, the star of War Room, she had asked me to come back to do makeup for her. I also do that. And I came back to Dallas, and in that process, I connected with Fred Hammond. He has a recording studio, and he had asked me, would I redesign it? And so in the process of us doing that project, I asked him, would he listen to some of my music and critique it? And in the process of him listening to it, he asked me, would I do something along with him? And I was blown away by that. And so I said, sure. So I pulled out my phone and showed him the words that I had written down to that experience. And he started singing it as if it were completed already. It blew my mind. And he said, let's record it. Let's go ahead and do something with this.
That's the kind of guy Fred is. He's just a nice guy. Amazing. What kind of car did you have?
It was my Ford Expedition. And right
Hello?
Now, yeah, my
Hello?
Ford
Expedition. We love Ford here at the TJ.
We love Ford.
We love Ford. So, Letitia, how were you getting money to eat? I'm trying to wrap my head around the experience. And for a lot of people, you know, who have never experienced that, it's just really interesting, because you assume that it's a lot of people with mental illnesses that fall into homelessness because they lose their way in their livelihood, a way to take care of themselves. But you, being a sound mind,
yes,
able-bodied, mm-hmm, how did you get money day to day to eat?
Well, that's the
and
thing.
Have gas money.
Well, when I came to Atlanta, I knew I was going to need money, but I felt like it was going to be over time. Like I said, I went with the thought process that I had a plan. And the day I got there, that plan totally went awry. So I did have some money, and that is how I ate. But it was like, I can't spend all my money. Like, if I go get a hotel or, you know, I was living there. This had become my new home. So for me, it was a situation of you have to decide what's going to be best for you. Are you going to go spend all your money doing this, or are you going to figure out how to live over a long period of time?
How long were you homeless? How long did you sleep in your car?
Well, I'll say this. I was in Atlanta 6 months before I came to Dallas.
Man.
Wow. Wow. Now, why the title, Where Are You? What does that mean as far as homelessness?
That is exactly what a person asks. When they are living in their car, they're saying, where are you, friends? Where are you help? Where are you food? Where are you rest? And so you just take that, those three words, and place them with anything that you know you're looking for, that thing that's going to help you. And that's what came to me. And when I started talking to other homeless people, that's what they were asking me. You know, I don't know where my rest is going to come from. I don't know where I'm going to be able to lay my head. And so I realized how important that was.
Mm. Now, where were your family? And friends and
they
people that could have helped you.
Yeah, they were all in Dallas, Texas. And, you know, my pride, I didn't want them to know. You know, I called myself jumping out on this new venture thinking that I had it all together. And I did not want them, because if I told them, they would have been like, okay, turn around right now and come back, you know. But I knew that this was a journey that I was on, and I accepted that. It was like, this is the process I'm in right now. I'm going to go through it.
Did you ever think about just totally giving up?
You know, there were times where I thought I could just go back and just, you know, wrap this up and not think twice about it. But I knew that I was there for a reason. And, you know, being that this world of homelessness has opened my eyes to so many people needing help, I knew I had to hang in there and just see what was ahead of me.
Wow. How did this song change things for you?
Oh, my God, it has opened up so many doors, because so many people asked me to come and either sing the song or come and share my story about homelessness. We do monthly events now where we partner with other organizations. 1011 Grill is a restaurant here in Dallas that serves with me, and we get a chance to love on the homeless. And so now I've gotten a chance to go into their world and really make a difference. So the song has done so much for my life. My entire family, we all serve the homeless together. So it's a lifestyle now.
Your test really did become your testimony.
It did.
Really,
yes, sir.
Did.
It did.
What can we do, Leticia, to help with homelessness on day-to-day? You know, where can we give money? What should we do on a day-to-day basis?
Well, you know what? This is what I always say. People like to figure out what they can do, but sometimes it's just getting together with other people or collecting things in your own home that you know you don't use or need and donate it to the people who are less fortunate. You know, don't look down on them. Figure out a way you can assist them. All of them are not on drugs. All of them are not alcoholics. They are really in dire need. And so my thing is just start with giving. Start with serving. Find a local community where they serve the homeless or you know, partner
the
with the church.
You see people begging for money, right?
I'm sorry?
Help them out.
He said just on the street.
When you see people begging for money, help them out. You don't know what they're
Definitely.
Is.
You never know what a person is going through.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not comfortable with money, go get food or, you know, resources that would make you feel better if that makes you comfortable.
All right, Leticia Smith-Owens. The song is Where Are You? And it is on iTunes, correct, Leticia?
That is right. It's on Amazon. It's on every music engine.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Jackie.
Leticia's next song will be Won't He Do It?
Won't
he do it?
Won't he do it?
Thank you, Tisha.
Yes, it will.